producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
West Fargo High School today. I turned the right microphone on here. We switched microphones around here a little bit. Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are back with What's On Your Mind. Live today from the West Fargo High School, where there are some students here. You wouldn't know because it's so quiet. It's like we're in the library. Are there Packer fans here? That's their first sign of life, yeah. Our next guest introduced himself to these folks, and he said, thanks for waking up, right? They're a little sleepy. We're early in the day, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Anyway, we are in West Fargo today. We're going to talk later this hour with Dr. David Flowers, the superintendent of the West Fargo Public Schools, about this bond referendum that's coming Wednesday. It's a big day for West Fargo's future with these schools. We'll talk about that. Dr. Jennifer Fremstead, who's the principal here as well. I don't know about you, but I hear the word principal, I still get a little nervous, but she's very nice, and she's going to be here as well to talk about what's going on with the schools, and we'll give you the final tally on the big day yesterday, raising money for the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery lighting campaign. Over 90,000 bucks. We'll have the exact total coming up a little later on this hour, but it was a great day. Thank you to all of the folks that donated, and thank you to all of the veterans for their great service. But without any further ado, the next president of the University of North Dakota joins us, Ed Schaefer. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Good morning. Hello to your listeners.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
This is, I said earlier today, I have a Ronald McDonald-like smile on my face from ear to ear every time I say president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer. It's your alma mater, Jim.
It,
you
is.
You
no.
Be the president?
No, that was pretty... It's pretty interesting. You know, I was, and when I started UND, I was kind of a rascal, you know, and I didn't fit in well with university sitting right away and setting right away. So, you know, to have gone from that to, well, I shaped up finally, you know, and did get good grades and studied and graduated and went off to graduate school. But never in my mind would I have thought that I would end up as president of the University of North Dakota, interim president, of course. But, you know, one of my heroes when I was there as a student was Tom Clifford, you know, who then was at the business school and went on to be the, you know, revered president of UND for many, many, many years. So, wow, to sit in that chair is going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, really, you think about it, I just had many, many memories pop into my mind of that great man and the legacy he led. What is your assessment of University of North Dakota as we sit today?
Well, the University of North Dakota is a great institution. It's billed as the North Dakota's premier higher education system. They argue about that in Fargo, of course, you know, with NDSU. But, you know, really, if you look at the school, it's just an awesome school. The presentation that's there on an international basis, the law school, the medical school, the aeronautics programs, the business school, you know, everybody that goes through there has an opportunity to learn and grow and expand their horizons and graduate from the University of North Dakota with a well-respected, honored degree that people are searching for jobs and careers in the state of North Dakota and well beyond.
How about the leadership issues? I mean, I think people who love and revere the University of North Dakota would say everything you just said is absolutely true, but it has been a little bit of a leadership vacuum. And I'm not trying to goat you into saying bad things about people, but I mean, is there a need? Is that frustration well placed? And is there a need to better lead the University of North Dakota?
Yeah, I think currently there are a bunch of challenges at UND, and you know, we can all read the news or listen to the TV or do whatever and put a list together of things that look bad for the University of North Dakota. Certainly one of them is a relationship that students have with the administration. The students are kind of accusing the administration of a lack of transparency. They're making decisions without student input. Things are going on, and I'm a student guy. You know, I want to be in with the students and make sure that those doors are open to the between the administration and the students, so you can craft and shape policy at the university that provide a better educational opportunity for students. Right now, there seems to be a little fence building there. There seems to be some separation between the students and administration. We need to get in and find out what that's all about. And I think probably just opening some doors there and mixing around with students, find out what they're interested in, you know, can solve some of that. There's a budget problem. there's a budget shortfall up there. You know, when I was elected governor, we had huge budget problems.
There was a little budget problem then, too, yeah.
So we had a bad economy. Everything was awful. We had huge budget problems. So budget problems are when the chancellor kind of sneaked quietly and said, well, you know, there's a budget problem up there. You know, like I just go like, yes, I'm a budget guy.
That's so, what I'm about.
You know,
right?
that's going to be good. And you know, and then there's just the whole issue of, you know, the faculty. There seems to be some mistrust with the faculty and the administration, some mistrust of the administration and the faculty. You know, there are some breaks in there just in the operating. Not that people aren't doing their great jobs and delivering good education, but there seems to be a break in communications or lack of understanding of need or whatever the case may be. But, you know, those are some of the issues that when we get on the ground up there in the middle of January, you know, we'll have to be facing those issues. And the attempt, Scott, is to find out the root causes of some of these issues, put together a plan to deal with them, move the university forward so when a new president comes on board, he or she is not going to have to spend 6 months dealing with all these problems. He or she can get on the board, running, and lifting the university up to bigger and better heights right away.
On that front, I was in Bismarck the last couple of days, and the chatter there in a very political community is, number one, this is fantastic. Our native son is going to be the president of the University of North Dakota. Number two, it just sounds so good, he should just stay there. Why not be the permanent president? Does that interest you?
It does not interest me. I think the new president of University of North Dakota should be someone that can commit to 10 years, 15 years, 20 years out of their life to establish the strength and the image of North Dakota University and the state of North Dakota as we move forward. I can't do that. You know, I'm 69 years old. I'm not going to be, you know, sitting up there for 10 years. There's another element, too. A lot of people, if you look at interim positions, and I've appointed a lot of interim positions, both on the federal level and the state level at the end of administrations and things. And if you look at, some people want to use them for a stepping stone. And they use them for a stepping stone to get an image to another job, or they think they'll give them some strength in getting the job that's coming, the presidency job in this case. And when you use those jobs to enhance your own resume or direction or strength, you're not dealing with the programs at hand. It's kind of like a legislator who will say, well, I don't know that I want to vote for this, but because I need to get reelected. I should vote for it, but if I do, then I'm not going to get reelected. You have to be able to make decisions at the time, at the place, and not worry about saying, well, gee, if I do that, I might not look good for the, you know, permanent job here in 6 months. So I think you need to be isolated from any kind of future engagement and to be able to do that job properly and make sure that everybody there knows that your efforts are pure and direct for the problems at hand and not something you're trying to enhance for the future.
Describe the next president of the University of North Dakota. So you just described why you don't think it'd be a good idea for the interim to take that position. Describe for me what the next president, other than the tenure, because you said I want him there 10, 15 years, really to be prepared to be there that long, right?
Yes.
What skill sets do they need? Who are we looking for? A North Dakotan?
Well,
in the Tom Clifford model? Or?
In my opinion, the best president we could have is a North Dakotan. Somebody that knows the university, knows our state, knows the people of our state, you know, to be able to craft. This isn't the University of Grand Forks. You know, this is the University of North Dakota. And this is a state institution. And, you know, it has to be connected with the people of North Dakota. And importantly, I think that somebody with North Dakota values and character in the presidency of UND is very important. Whether that person is exactly from North Dakota or not, or they carry the North Dakota values and character is another, but we have to have a connection with North Dakota. I think that's very important.
So as good news as it is that you're the president of UND, it's pretty cool that Nancy Schaefer is the first lady of UND.
Isn't that? Yeah. She's going to be awesome.
Unbelievable. Right at a central casting for that job, huh?
Well, see, you know, Nancy is a Montana girl. Grew up on a farm in rural Montana, you know, carries that strong strength of the land and rural life and understanding of people and direction. She loves kids. And she is, you know, when we went to the governor's office, there is not a definition or a job description for first lady. You know, it's kind of like, well, the first lady does whatever. Well, Nancy, you know, grabbed into that, and she became our policy advisor on women's and children's issues, policy advisor on anti-smoking campaigns in North Dakota, policy advisor on women's health. You know, she understands the relationship with the community. She's young at heart. She's connected with students. And I think she's going to be super as much time as she can spend there. Unfortunately, she's pretty busy, but we'll be going back and forth from Grand Forks and Fargo. But I think I'm excited about her because I think she's one that has a heart and compassion for the university. Well, not she's from Concordia grad, you know, but she has a heart and compassion for the students.
And North Dakota.
Yeah. And she's committed to it. And I just think that she's going to create an atmosphere up there of, again, an openness, a relationship, of compassion in the community that's just going to be superior.
Great stuff. We'll let the students ask some questions when we come back. You two on the lines of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Call us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The coolest passion for a secure energy future. One of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. Online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's the website. The Clean Power Plan is something the EPA is proposing. It is targeting North Dakota in a punitive way, really, and that's likely the subject of some significant court battles. But I don't even want to get into the weeds. I just want to tell you, if you like what you're paying when you get the bill from XL Energy or MDU or Ottertail Power Company or, you know, your rural electric cooperative, you like the bill you're getting and say, you know, the electricity I pay for, that's a good price. Well, try doubling it or tripling it, because that's what the EPA will do if the Clean Power Plan happens. Not to mention, the grid will not be as reliable. That's why we encourage you to get engaged in the issue, and it's really easy to do at SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. Here's the deal. We have some students here from government class at West Fargo High School. They're going to have a chance to ask the next president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, a couple of questions. He is, of course, a former governor and as well a former ag secretary serving in George W. Bush's cabinet as well. So I imagine the government class has some questions and it'll be great. We also welcome them on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How many fans of Cloverdale brats? Yeah. Anybody like bacon here? Yes, me too. Yeah, okay. So Cloverdale is one of our fine sponsors, and we appreciate that very much. If you'd like to call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. John in West Fargo has a question on the tax referendum, so we'll save that for when Dr. Flowers joins us in just a little bit. And Ross in Mayville has a question as well about a baby in Bismarck. And so, Ross, we'll get to you. If you have any questions about that Ed Schaefer can answer here in this next segment, we'll get you in with those as well. All right, let's go to the questions from the students. Your name is?
Shelby Larson.
How are you, Shelby?
I'm great, thank you.
Go ahead with your question for you.
Could you please explain to us students, like, what the duties or responsibilities you had while being Secretary of Agriculture under Bush, please?
I can. Secretary of Agriculture, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, is the fourth largest government agency. The responsibilities included a $95 billion operating annual budget. That's how much it costs to run the, you know, to run the USDA. It had a $285 billion program authority. And that meant that the programs that go for supporting farmers and ranchers and landowners, the programs that do rural development, the programs that do economic development overseas and provide markets for our farmers. 50% of the crops grown in North Dakota today are exported into other countries, and the USDA has 90 foreign offices around the world actually, there are 113 offices in 90 countries around the world to help support agriculture. One of the large parts of USDA that you'd be interested in is the U.S. Forest Service, Smokey Bear, you know, and all the forests is responsible. That's about half of USDA, so it's a pretty large piece of it. And on top of all that, there are 107,000 employees that we watched over to make sure that they knew what their jobs were and they were dedicated and charged up to deliver. So it was a big job, big responsibility. And, of course, one of the other pieces of that is you're sitting in the President of the United States Cabinet. And that means you're an advisor to the President. And I was surprised once in a while when I first got there, I'd get a call and the Secretary would come in and say, the president's on the line. He wants to ask you. I'm going like, what? I don't know. I can't talk. Don't talk to me. So it was a fun job. It was wonderful. And I encourage you all to, you know, to look at public service as not only a job but a career, because it's fun. It was awesome. And I enjoyed every minute I was there.
He had 100,000 employees.
107, yeah.
107,000 employees. Imagine managing that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, next gentleman here. What's your name?
Nathaniel Ingebretson.
Hey, Nathaniel.
I'm doing well today.
Good.
My question for you is, before you served as Secretary of Agriculture, you served as governor. Could you explain to us how that experience affected your decision-making and prepared you for the job as Secretary of Agriculture?
Yes. As governor, the governor of North Dakota, North Dakota is a rural state. North Dakota is an agriculture state. The biggest piece of our economy is agriculture. So when I was governor, I learned how to manage an economy that was driven by the production and the capability of the land, our resources that we were able to use. We had lots of issues when I was governor on water. You know, how do you water crops, application of crops. We had price issues and storage issues. We had transportation issues, how all of those dealt with. As governor one time, we got into a big hassle with importing pork from Canada, for instance. And there were barricades on the roads in North Dakota not allowing pork to come in from Canada, and the processing facilities in Kansas and Iowa that they were to go were shutting down, and the employees were not working because they couldn't get the product. Then I had to go in and solve that deal. So when I got to Washington, D.C., my issues were rural, agriculture, and solving agriculture problems, and that's what USDA is all about. So I had a big leg up. And the interesting thing, too, is a lot of people said, well, you're not a farmer, you didn't grow up in a farm. You know, you shouldn't be at USDA. And only 15% of the United States Department of Agriculture is production agriculture. That means the people that, you know, put crops in the ground, grow the crops, and sell them. 15% of USDA is about that. The rest is rural development. One of the things that USDA is rural communications. And in North Dakota, as I was governor, we dealt a lot with broadband capacity and cell phone coverage and things like that. When I was at USDA, I could look at our rural telecommunications programs and our broadband initiatives and say, hey, I know about those. You know, so the governor's office was a huge stepping stone, and it made me believe, I think we should have a law that says, you know, when you're in a federal government cabinet position or president, you should have to be a governor first.
There you go. I like that law. We'll call it the Schaefer Law. One more question here. Go ahead, fellow.
Hello, I'm Zach Soderfeld, and I was wondering what your experience in the Bush administration was. Like, did you enjoy it? And if given the option, would you have gone back to do it again?
Yes, yes, and yes. the experience was just incredible, Zach. I mean, and here's one of the things that I just didn't understand. I mean, I was ninth in line to the presidency when I was out there. That means I had security, you know, you had guys with guns all over the place. You're living in this cloud, and that was, you know, something you had to get used to. But it also meant that if I was ninth in line to presidency, it meant I had eight other people on my prayer list that I prayed super hard every day for. Safety, right? So, you know, that was important. But it was just an awesome experience. I mean, to be involved in a global level on agriculture and food and hunger. We went through the food crisis in 2008, the international food crisis. I led the United States delegation to that. And you know, so you just get involved with so many things. I mean, I'd wake up in the morning. Yesterday was Veterans Day. And I'd wake up in the morning, for instance, I look at my schedule, and I'm going with the President of the United States to Arlington Cemetery to help lay a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. I mean, that's just unbelievable. You know, and so that's what my days were like every day.
Unreal.
And, yeah.
Really cool, Zach. Good question. Thank you. All right. How about a hand for Governor Schaefer, President Schaefer now, ladies and gentlemen. President Schaefer, are you used to that label yet?
I'm Ed. You know, you can call me Ed.
I know that's going to happen about a million times. Yeah. I'm going to say, Mr. President, nice to see you. You're going to say Ed, right?
Yeah.
It'll be ready to go. Should we do a picture with them before they? Yeah, let's do one quick picture.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We'll let you go. Thank you, by the way, very much. They're all coming up shaking hands and saying hello. Ed Schaefer. Yeah. The next president of the University of North Dakota. Pretty darn cool. Back with Dr. David Flowers, Dr. Jennifer Fremstead, talking West Fargo Schools next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
All right, we're between classes at West Fargo High School. So, and actually, this lunch starts now. That's not bad, boy. What happened since I've been going to school? That's a nice deal. So it's lunchroom. It's a busy place, but it's appropriate that we're talking about a very important topic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, live and on location right here at the West Fargo High School, and that is the upcoming bond referendum with our next two guests. We have one call I want to get in before on a different topic here that has been waiting to weigh in, and then we'll introduce our guest here and get started on this topic live from West Fargo High School today. Ross in Mayville, you had a question or a comment, Ross?
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I've got a really good friend out in Bismarck, right on the expressway. And anyway, they've got a little baby. That baby is about 3 months old, but it's been in the hospital its whole life, born premature. Baby's name is Camden. And Camden took a flight out to Denver 2 days ago. And he's having a lot of trouble. You can imagine the bills that are stacking up, and mom hasn't been able to work for, well, many months. And Johnny is the dad. Johnny's got a golf shop in Bismarck called Shanks. And, you know, there's I'm just throwing it out there. If there's people that are willing to help, that can help. It's a young family. They're struggling. And,
well, Ross, that was extremely nice of you to call, and we'll start by keeping Camden in our prayers and hope things go well, and obviously then worry about things like the bills that are piling up. Is there a fund of any kind set up yet, do you know?
There is a fund in Mayville at the Goose River Bank. They're selling raffle tickets. I believe they're trying to get some more out to them at the Shanks Golf Shop in Bismarck.
Right. That'd be a good
all
idea.
Over in Mayville.
So either at the Goose River Bank in Mayville or at Shanks in Bismarck, you're going to be able to connect with people that are familiar with Camden and be able to do it. Keep us posted if you would, and we would, as I say, we'll keep them in our prayers and would love an update on this situation. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Always want to help where we can. But later on this hour, we're going to talk about some veterans we helped yesterday and get an update on that wonderful Veterans Day. Right now, I want to tell you about the incredible growth that's going on in West Fargo. I talked about it at the opening of the show. It just is a vibrant community, and it is growing. We are today in a high school that is the biggest in the entire state of North Dakota. More students than any 9 through 12 school in the state of North Dakota right here than anywhere else. So pretty incredible. Dr. David Flowers is here, who is the superintendent of this West Fargo school system. Nice to see you again, David.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
And your principal here, Dr. Jennifer Fremstead, has been a wonderful host for us today.
Great. I would expect no less.
got a nice tour and everything's great. Folks will go to the polls on Tuesday, and you need 60% of voters to agree with this bond referendum, which is a big one, a $98.1 million effort to build a new aquatic facility, a new two-sheet ice rink, a multi-purpose facility, a couple of elementary schools, one north of I-94, one south, improvements and additions to all kinds of existing schools like this one, all in the name of accommodating growth. Tell the voters why you're so passionate about getting this done.
Well, first of all, the children are here and more are coming. We expect 60% growth over the next 10 years. That's at a rate of 500 to 600 students per year. Just for perspective, 500 students is more students that we are growing each year than probably 90% of the districts in the state of North Dakota have in their whole district. So we're growing more than a North Dakota district a year here. And we simply have to keep up with the growth. If we don't have another elementary school under construction this spring for completion a year from hence, then we'll be behind the curve once again. So first and foremost, we need these facilities to keep up with the growth. And then the other pressing need is that as we have grown, we've just kept up with the growth, and barely so. We've not done anything to accommodate the changes needed in infrastructure for a district growing at this pace. And I'm talking about business operations such as, our food service operation. This commons area where we are right now serves 1,450 high school students, and that kitchen that we can see across the way also prepares 3,900 elementary meals per day. The raw materials that have to go into those meals have to be trucked over here from the warehouse across town where our cooler and freezer are. That worked when we were much smaller, but now it's inefficient. We need, for example, our central kitchen that prepares our elementary meals to be in the same location where our food is stored. That's just one example. And then you mentioned the pool and the ice facility. You know, when we passed the 2011 bond referendum, one of the things that we promised was that we would increase opportunities for kids. And we have fulfilled that promise. Witness on October 30th, we had two high school teams, double the number of students than would have been able to be engaged. Two high school teams competing at the state championship, hosting a quarterfinal game, and both of them won. And 4 years ago,
who were you rooting for?
I have a green hat, and Jim can attest. I have a green hat and an orange hat, and yes. I spent one half at one school and one half at the other school. But
you're in big trouble when they play each other, I'll tell you.
Yes, I spend part of the time on one end of the field and part of the time on the other end of the field. But we have not been able to fulfill that promise for hockey and for swimming because we simply don't have the facilities. And that is ultimately going to limit our ability to increase opportunities for kids. We simply have to keep up with a community, and a school district of our size has to keep up with those needs.
We have John in West Fargo that has a question about the referendum for our guests. Go ahead, John. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Scott. This is John in West Fargo. Say, I have issues with what I'm hearing and what I'm not hearing in regard to this issue. 2011. The school district got $86 million, and at the time, they pushed it as, oh, overcrowding, we need more room for the students. I work out in the Bakken. My income is down 30 to 40% from what it's going to be last year. I come home a year later, and I can't afford cake. So I turn on my TV with rabbit ears, and I believe it was the gentleman you got on right now was on the TV less than a year after they got $86 million. And, oh, overcrowding in the West Fargo public schools, we need more money. I understand that you have a problem, but when they get $86 million, spend it in 15 minutes, and you do things like building hockey rinks and all this other stuff, there's zero accountability. And the politicians are sitting there telling me that the metric was wrong. Well, you know what? That's not my fault, and it's not my problem.
Hang on a second, John.
What is the budget in West Fargo Public School? How many employees do they have? What is the number of students that are currently enrolled? Let's talk about these bonding issues.
There are a ton of questions there. So, we're trying to take these in bite-sized pieces. First of all, the big issue I think he's saying is, gosh, we just gave you $89 million. Why do you now need $90 million? You just went through a pretty long laundry list. But right. Is there anything that was promised from the first referendum that we're having to go back and explain now?
No, in 2011, we asked for $82.5 million, and actually the board, I think, was very, very good stewards of taxpayers' dollars. We built exactly what we said we were going to build. It did exactly what we expected it would do. It kept us up with the growth, but when we updated our enrollment projections during this past school year, it showed relentless continuing growth. I would point out, though, that in 2011 we promised, we said that we needed that money for two elementary schools, a middle school, and additions at Cheyenne Ninth Grade Center to convert it into a 9 through 12 high school. We accomplished those things, but in addition, because of frugal use of those dollars, we were able to pay for the majority of a third elementary school, and then with dollars already authorized by the voters in our building fund, we were able to keep up with the growth and build Legacy Elementary, the third elementary school. But as I pointed out earlier, if we don't have another school under construction by this spring, Legacy opened two-thirds full.
The other thing I'm going to pull from his comments was the aquatic facility, hockey rinks. You know, those are, you know, you say those things, and people go, wait a minute, that's not books, that's not education. Now, I get that. In fact, Dr. Fremstead, you showed me the gym, right? And I've been in the gym many times.
The gym.
For great volleyball games between the Shanley Deacons and the Packers. But that gym does what?
Serves 1,450 students in their physical education classes, as well as a multitude of extracurricular activities. Being the largest high school in the state of North Dakota, we are the only one who doesn't have an auxiliary gym as part of their facility. Space is tight. We take roll in the morning in the hallway because you can't manage all the kids in the gym at the same time. So we use our space very well, but we are full.
So what would you say, Dr. Flowers? Somebody says, well, you don't need another gym. You don't need another rink. You don't need a quality facility.
Well, I would go back to the point that we will have very soon the two largest high schools in the state of North Dakota. And I would challenge our listeners to go watch a swim meet at the Berger Elementary School or the Berger Pool. That pool will be 40 years old next year. It is too small to host even a small high school meet. We have families that go away frustrated, if not angry, after just a normal high school meet because the pool is not large enough even. There's not enough deck space or seating to host a high school meet, let alone an EDC meet or a state championship. And here we'll have the two largest high schools in the state, and on the horizon the possibility of the need for a third school. So we need space for them to practice, for the feeder systems, the young children that are practicing very, very late at night or very, very early in the morning because there simply isn't enough ice time or water for a community and a school district of our size.
You need 60% of the vote. Why?
We need 60% of the vote because that's what North Dakota law requires. Contrast that with just across the river, Moorhead just passed their bond referendum. They got over 60% of the vote. They only needed a simple majority. But in North Dakota, it is a supermajority of 60%.
So the point is simply there's a high bar, as designed by the state, because of the expenditure, and you're making the case for why it's needed, and now it's up to the voters.
That's correct. And I would also point out that we don't come by these decisions lightly. We had a 40-member task force of people, cross-section of the community and our staff, who met over six meetings over the summer and came up, I think, with a very good plan, defensible plan.
Well, I lived in West Fargo. My vote would be yes. Thank you both. Appreciate it. Great information. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. Time to chat with my neighbor, Vince Webger. Vince, I'm 51 years old. I finally found something I can't believe I didn't have until now, and that's a hot tub thanks to you. Why is this a life-changing item for any family?
Because hot water is magic. You get out better than you got in every single time. You're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. It is the fountain of youth. Hot water and moderate exercise, two best things you can do to stay young. And right now, we're making it very easy. We're taking away the last excuse not to own a hot spring spa with 5 years, 60 months, no interest financing. And that is a national campaign that Hot Springs is doing just to show you how great this product is. It is good till Sunday. Again, 5 years, no interest, free money financing to own this product.
What would you tell folks who say it's a hassle? I'd love to own one. I love it when I'm traveling at a hotel, but I could never maintain one.
If you got 3 minutes a week to take care of this, that's all you need. And also, our Ace Saltwater system is a hands-free, chemical-free approach to using this product. And guess what? The water feels better. You don't smell like a hot tub. You don't feel like a hot tub.
You know, we have a pool. That's a bit of a hassle. The hot tub, no hassle whatsoever. I can't believe it. It is amazing and affordable, too, right?
That's right. And right now, more affordable than ever. A monthly payment, this will cost you less than most hot tubs do to operate, giving our climate and our energy efficiencies.
Get into the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, or in front of Kmart on South Washington and Grand Forks. The hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. But hurry, this deal ends Sunday.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We are back on location And as you can hear, there's some things going on, and that's because we're at West Fargo School today. I want to thank Dr. David Flowers and Dr. Jennifer Fremstead for joining us on the program to talk about this referendum. It does come up Tuesday, and we want your yes vote. So thank you both very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Anything you want to say before we let you go?
Well, I did want to point out that one of the greatest things about this particular referendum is that it's a heavy lift at $98.1 million, but it would not cause an increase in the mill levy in our community. Now, that's not to say that voters won't pay for it. The reason we can promise that is that we continue to grow in assessed value, and we will be retiring debt. So we'll be able to keep the mill levy for capital expenditures flat. The analogy I've used is, you know, you've bought a car in your family, it's almost paid off. And yes, you would realize some additional disposable income if you just paid it off and didn't have to invest in another one. But we're asking the community to buy another car.
No, that's a very good point.
Just at the same payment. Because
and have $98 million more dollars in resources to educate their kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so important point. Dr. Fremson, anything you want to say?
I'm pleased with this plan because it's every child in the district benefits from what we have designed in this bond referendum. So you can look at North Side or South Side, elementary to secondary. Every child is impacted by the vote on Tuesday.
Good stuff. Enjoyed being here today. Really, it was a lot of fun. I look forward to coming back sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it very much. Dr. David Flowers, Dr. Jennifer Fremstead. Dr. Flowers, the superintendent. Dr. Fremstead, the principal. That's the word I'm looking for, right here at West Fargo High School. Quite a big day yesterday, as I mentioned earlier. Just an incredible day for veterans and the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. And some of my compatriots that were with us all day long yesterday are on the line to give us a little bit of update on how we're looking here. So let's check in with Tom Campbell, Senator Tom Campbell, candidate for Governor Tom Campbell, and Campbell Farms Tom Campbell. How are the spuds looking, by the way? I don't know if I've asked you in a couple of weeks here.
Spuds are going good, but I say I just want to appreciate Scott what you did yesterday and basically opening up lots of eyes of our veterans. You know, if it wasn't for a vet, we would not have peace. And just appreciate what you did. Gosh, we raised, I don't think we quite hit 100 grand, but we raised a good chunk of change between maybe 85 and 90 for the lighting of the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. And I think that's quite a tribute for all the people that called in and the vets stopped by and had a Cloverdale burger and, you know, Choice Match. We sponsored that with them. And I think it was a great day. I had a great time. It was fun meeting so many veterans that came in and kind of told us a lot of their life's experiences.
It was great. Tim Karski is the president of Choice Financial in Bismarck and part of Tom's team. And Tim was the first guy that came up to me, Peacock Alley, one night, said, want to do something for this North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. And we've kind of put him in charge of counting the money. So I hope you're going to have a tally for us by midnight tonight anyway. The donations are still coming in, aren't they, Tim?
Yes, they are. And I haven't got a hold yet of Dave MacGyver to what he had, but just in our little donation bucket outside, we had over $2,000 that was raised. And, you know, Dave MacGyver had the big checks that came in on air and through the radio yesterday. But I'm guessing we're very close to the $90,000.
Yeah, last I heard we were a little over 90 because a lot of calls were coming in during the program, too. Dave MacGyver is here as well. And, of course, that little vets challenge that you threw out has been opening up the floodgates on $100 donations from vets as well. So that's kind of fun. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and couldn't be more pleased with how the day went yesterday. We did have the four $10,000 matches, the Shields Sporting Goods, and but it was phenomenal. As far as the money that I took out money this morning off the cemetery to put in the trust fund out there, and I think I took out $12,000, and 10 of that was from one of the matches. So, you know, a couple thousand dollars there. I just think that I'm sure we'll hit 90. And that challenge is still out there, by the way, to my veteran friends, that they can certainly call Choice Financial. I'm sure that those folk, great folks over there that helped us with this would continue to take that or contact Tapefire. And I think, Scott, you've got the number there. But my thanks again. And I got to tell you that looking at that little girl yesterday who threw a quarter in that pot absolutely just broke my heart. I just loved her.
Yeah, it was really fun. And I know, Tim, you and Tom and Dave were out there with Big Flavor Dave from Cloverdale team that was there. Jeff Nygaard was there from Cloverdale as well, and serving up all the brats and the hot dogs. And it was a little chilly yesterday, so we invited vets in. Bob Bain, by the way, was on the program yesterday. He's 90 years old, World War II veteran, came over and joined us there and came in. So even had some of the folks that were on the air with us came and stopped by. So we were back and forth inside and outside. But Tom, you were interacting with a lot of folks out there. Dave's right. I mean, there were kids, obviously with school out that day, and donations streaming through the entire lunch hour, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was fun to experience some of the stories that some of these vets had, and especially the call-ins. And you know, we handed out quite a few books of my dad.
We did, yeah. Thank you.
And that was kind of fun.
It was.
People asked what happened there and different things, and so it was just kind of a fun time to really pass off and tribute to our...
a great day all the way around for all of our veterans, and we're working on that total. We know we're a little over 90. Remember, there's a $10,000 match that gets us 20, so let us know if you're interested. Peace to you, folks.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.